Welcome to the Tzorba Merabanan Hilchot Shabbat program with Rabbi Shalom Rauzer. Tzorba is a revolutionary halacha sefer which guides you through over 300 topics in Jewish law in a unique signature style. In this weekly series specifically, Rabbi Shalom Rauzer learns through the Tzorba Hilchot Shabbat volumes, helping us all master the halachot of Shabbat in just 2 years. Tzorba volumes are available for purchase worldwide on Amazon. And to learn more about Tzorba, or for those in Eretz Yisrael looking to purchase volumes, please head over to tzorbaolami.com. For more information, see the description below. And now, Rabbi Shalom Rauzer.
Okay, let's get into the second Chazara Shir for volume number 17, the Tzorba Merabanan Shir, volume 17, the Lax family edition of volumes. And again, this volume is dedicated to the Peres family, davening and hoping for Geulos and Yeshua. So we had a Chazara Shir last time on the first three Shirim of the Sefer relating to Kiddush, and Oneg Shabbos and Shalosh Shudis, and now we have in front of us two Shi'urim relating to Moti Shabbos and Havdalah, introduction to Melech Shabbos, and Bishol B'Shabbos. Let's see how far we could go in this discussion. So we have the laws of Havdalah. Havdalah. So first we start off with, when does Shabbos actually end? When does Shabbos end? When is Bein HaShmashos? What is Bein HaShmashos? So again, there's a lot of lumdus in Bein HaShmashos in terms of Safek Yom, Safek Laila, and maybe what's said in the world of lumdus, it's a din Safek. It's not just, it's defined as you're not sure, but it has characteristics of both. There's a ritva in Maseches Yuma that seems to say that. But Lamaisa, Halakha Lamaisa, what is Bein HaShmashos? So it starts off with a stira between Masechah Shabbos and Masechah Pesachim. And again, in these Chazara Shirim, we will not be reviewing every detail, but just hopefully jarring our memories to what we discussed in more detail in the earlier Shirim. So the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Daled, I'm on page 155. Those are following along in the Svarim. Page 155, the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Daled tells us various shitas about what the sky looks like. The upper part is darker and is lighter, and the bottom part is darker. But Lamaisa, towards the end of the Gemara says, Shlosha Chelke Mil, which means the time it takes to walk 3/4 of a mil, that is Bein HaShmashos. That's the time of twilight. But if you look in the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Sadi Dalid, in source number 3, the Gemara says that the time from Shkia to Tseis is the time it takes to walk 4 mil. So I thought that Bein HaShmashos is the time between Shki and Seis. So how could one Gemara say that Bein HaShmashos is the time it takes to walk 3/4 of a mil, and the Gemara in Pesachim that tells us that the time from Shkia to Tseis is 4 mil. So how do you answer that? So three answers. So one question, one approach could be, Machlokas HaSugyos. So there is a Maharam al-Shakar that says it is a Machlokas HaSugyos and Simit Zadivav. Okay, but the major answers are known as Rabbeinu Tam and the Gra. Rabbeinu Tam and the Gra. Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer HaYashar and Simen Reish Chaf Aleph says that really from Bein HaShmashos, if we have a timeline, Bein HaShmashos that says is 4 mil. The last 3/4, the time it takes to walk 3/4 of a mil, that's the end of that time. The end of that time. Really, from what we call Shkia, is not really Shkia. What we call sunset is not really halachic sunset. It's much, much later, says Rabbeinu Tam. And up until that later time of Shkia, in halacha terms, it's Vadayom. Only the last 3/4 of a mil, of those 4 mil, are Safek Yom, Safek Laila. So Rabbeinu Tam puts the 3/4 of a mil into the last section of the 4 mil, and there's the first Shkia is important for certain halachas, maybe for Zrikas Hadam, but for most halachas, it's much, much later. Much, much later, that's Rabbeinu Tam. And the Shulchan Aruch, based on Rabbeinu Tam and many Rishonim, Paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. The Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Samach Aleph, in source number 5, Yesh Omrim Shazorach Lohosev Michol Al HaKodesh, Vizman Tosef Ezeh, Hu Mitchilas HaShkia, She'ein HaShemesh Nireis Al HaAretz, Ad Zman Bein HaShmashos. Right, so the question is also that Gemara Pesachim uses an unusual lashon of mishetishka hachama. Right, what exactly does that mean? So again, this is the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam that moves everything later. The Vilna Gaon has two words for Rabbeinu Tam: hachush machish. Right, look outside; it's pitch black. How could you say it's vadayom? It's impossible. It can't be Vadayom after what we call Shkia. A few minutes after what we call Shkia, it's pitch black outside. It can't be. So Rabbi, the Gra puts the 3/4 of a mil at the beginning of the 4 mil. This 4 mil from what we call Shkia, what we call sunset, that's sunset. And 3/4 of a mil right after that Shkia, that's Safik Yom, Safik Laila. After that, it is Vaday Laila. And there's something called Seis Kala Kochavim. That's all the way at the end of that 4 mil. That's important for certain halachas, but not too many. So this is a machlokas between the Reid Tam and the Gra. And it's not that the Gra came up with it, or the Bir Halacha, and Reis Samachalaf points out that there were Gaonim that held like the Gra as well. The Gra didn't come up with it. The Bir Halacha says, Nachon Lachanchila Latseis Das Rabbeinu Tam. So one could be Lachanchila Makbid for Rabbeinu Tam, but many, Rav Tzitz Eliezer, and Rav Shlomo Zalman, and Rav Nevin Zal, and Rav Yashiv, all say that the Gra is okay lechadchila as well. Right? It's quoted in the footnotes, all of those mafarshim. Good. So that is in terms of time. How big are the stars we're talking about? Big as stars, medium stars, how the stars, the configuration. So you have some sources here. The Ran quotes Ritzufin. They have to be together because they're very separated. That's not going to be late enough. So different shitas that you have about exactly figuring out this time. Rav Moshe Feinstein, I don't think we mentioned it then, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a well-known shita that, 50 minutes. 50 minutes. What's 50 minutes? How does he get 50 minutes from? Rav Moshe says, people think, that's Mako. But if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, you have to hold later. No, Rav Moshe's 50 minutes is what he thinks Rabbeinu Tam would hold. He looks outside in New York in his time and he says, it can't be that Rabbeinu Tam would say that this is Vadayom. Right? That like the Gros Taina. But instead of just arguing, he says it must be that Rabbeinu Tam must be reconfigured. So he says 50 minutes is 4 mil. 50 minutes is 4 mil. And then working backwards, how do you get 3/4 of a mil? Rav Moshe works out. But 50 minutes, that idea, 50, 48, around that time, that's Rav Moshe's Rabbeinu Tam for New York. But again, there are different days about how long it takes to walk a mil. 18 minutes, 22 and a half minutes, or 24 minutes. So those who hold 72 minutes after Shabbos, that's Rabbeinu Tam, assuming that a mil is 18 minutes. The long time it takes is 18 minutes. There are those that hold 96. That's 24. A 24-minute mil. Okay, there is a fourth idea, though, that we mentioned from the Yireim. Again, how do you answer the question, machstira between Pesachim and Shabbos? Is it Machlokas HaSugyos, or is it Rabbeinu Tam, or is it the Gra? There's also the Yireim, Rabbi Elazar Metz, who says that 3/4 of a mil is Bein HaShmashos before Shkia. Before Shkia. That's what it's referring to. Bein HaShmashos is before Shkia. Wow. So according to that, you have to already be Makbid before Shkia. It's already Savig Yom, Savig Laila. That's where the Minna comes from of lighting 18 minutes or 20 minutes before Shkia. Why? Because if you take the longest shear of a mil, 24 minutes, 3/4 of a mil is 18 minutes. So that is where Klai Yisrael developed the minag of lighting 18 minutes before Shkia to be choshesh for the shita of the Yireim. And the Mishnah Berurah says even 20 minutes because you have 2 minutes of Tosefes before the 18 minutes of the Yireim. But Meikar, then we don't paskin that way, but that's where the minag comes from. Good. So we make Havdalah. Once Shabbos is over, we make Havdalah. So now we're in the next section, page 166. Havdalah. Is that a mitzvah d'araisa, mitzvah d'rabanan? Kiddush is a mitzvah d'araisa. We discussed in Pesach Shiurim what part of Kiddush is d'araisa. Saying the words is for sure d'araisa. Alakos is probably d'rabanan. Drinking it is for sure d'rabanan. Except according to the Mefarish in the beginning of Mesechas Nazir. But that's Kiddush. Havdalah, machlokas rishonim. The Rambam says Havdalah is d'araisa. Right, Havdalah and Kiddush are both part of the mitzvah of Zachar Hashem Shabbos Lekadsho. That's the Rambam. Other Rishonim, look in the Archas Chayim, you have it there in source number 19. No, Rabbanan Asmechu Akra. Right, it didn't the Rabbanan. Doraisa is just Kiddush. Drabanan is Havdalah. And there's lumdus behind that. If Havdalah is also included, then the message is, Rav Soloveitchik said, it's coordinating off Shabbos. Shabbos is special, Shabbos is different, and you surround it. If you say it's just Havdalah's Durabanan, then the Kiddush is only Daraisa. We're declaring it Shabbos. That is the mitzvah. So one might say an afkamina between Daraisa and Durabanan is what about women? Are women obligated to make Havdalah? So if it's Daraisa, women are included in all mitzvahs. The Gemara says, Befeir is Zachar. Zachar is Yom HaShabbos HaKadosh. If Havdalah is part of Zachar, then the Lachar women are obligated. If you say it's Durabanan, so maybe it's not exactly the same. And you don't find that women are obligated in this drabbanan. The Magen Mishnah assumes that women are obligated in any case. But either way, this is a machlokas 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Reish Sadi Vav, source 22. Nashim chayavos b'havdala kishem shachayavos b'kiddush. V'yesh mi shacholek. Machlokas. And therefore, the Rama says, better to be yotze from a man. Better to be yotzi from a man. And the question is, this is the Ramah talking. The Ramah allows women to make brachos on Zman Gramas if they're not obligated. The Ramah is much more flexible. Turns to Minhagim, paskin like Bali Atosva. So why would the Ramah say here women shouldn't? Women shouldn't make Avdala. So the Magen Avraham says, well, maybe, again, he quotes the Bach. The Bach says they can, but again, the Ramah says not. So the Magen Avraham says, well, maybe they could always make a bracha on a mitzvah that has a maisa. If they're doing the maisa, so that already has a chaloshe mitzvah, therefore they can make a bracha on that. But here there's no maisa. The whole mitzvah is the bracha. So maybe there, that's not good enough. And therefore, they should not do it. And that's why he also says maybe Kiddush Levana, which also might be a Zman Grama. That's a big discussion in Lomdis, whether that's a Zman Grama. We discussed that then. How do you define a Zman Grama? But either way, that's the Magen Avraham. So women, the Rama suggests, should not make Havdalah. They should be Yotzi from a man. The Aruch HaShulchan does say, in Reis Tadivav, if there's no man, they should make Havdalah. And they drink the wine. There's ain't Brera. There's no choice. Right? One has to make Havdalah because Rechoshesh L'chumra, that they're Chayiv in Havdalah, and therefore they will make Havdalah if there's nobody there. That's at least in terms of the Borei Pura Gafen and Amavdil. What about Borei Marei Ha'esh? So the Bir Halacha has a Chiddush where he says, we never find that women are obligated in this. That's not connected to Shabbos at all. That for sure is a Zman Grama. Who says women are obligated? And therefore, the Bir Halacha says, women who are going to make Avdalah should skip Borei Marei Ha'esh. And the Shmir Shabbos paskins like that. The Shmir Shabbos says in Source 27, Isha she'en la misho yotzi ena yidei chovas havdala, a woman who's not doesn't have anyone to be motzi her, tavdil la'atzma v'tishta b'nayayin. She should make havdala, she should drink the wine. Kidei shelo levatel mitzvas havdala, avalo tavarech ala ne'er. She shouldn't make a barimur ha'esh, because we don't find that she's obligated in that. And Rav Moshe is not so convinced. This is part of havdala. This is a bircha shevach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to say on Motzi Shabbos, and therefore she should say it, right? She could say it. It's not totally a dolver hatoli bizman, that it's man grama. It's a shevach, and therefore she can. Rav Moshe says they can say this bracha as part of it. The Shmir Shabbos also gives some other guidelines. Source 29, Isha Sher Kvar Hivdil La'atzmo, Oshama Avdala Me'acher, if the man already was Yotze, and he wants to be Motzi, Machlokas Aposkim, he, Im Mutter Lo La'avdil B'Shvila Isha, if he's already Yotze. Most men have in mind not to be Yotze in Shul, if there's Avdala in Shul. But she comes home, L'chein Im Ein Sham Isha Lo Hivdil La'adayin, Mutav Shetavdil La'atzmo. Better for her to make Avdala herself, but again, some women are uncomfortable. A man can make, so we paske make her, then a man can make Avdala for a woman if she wants. Okay. What is one allowed or not allowed to do before Avdala? Shabbos is over, what am I allowed or not allowed to do? So we have the eating and the drinking, and we have malacha. Eating and drinking. Eating and drinking, the Gemara in Psachim, Daf Kufhei, says that it's usur to eat and drink certain foods before Avdala. And the Gemara says, maybe only wine, maybe only eating, drinking. At the end of the Gemara seems to include a lot. And the Shulchan Aruch says, usur lechol shum davar, Reis Sadi Tes, page 173. Usur lechol shum davar, one can't eat anything. Or afilu lishtos yayin oshar mashkin, chutz mimayim, only water. Only water. Aval imhaya yoshev ochev yom, unless you're in the middle of a meal. If you're in the middle of a meal, middle of shalashudis, you don't have to stop. You don't have to stop shalashudis. Imhaya yoshev eshosev v'chashchalot tzorach lahavsek v'yishomrim savich hashecha v'chulu. L'maisa, the Rama says, minagiz kisvar rishona, and therefore you don't have to stop if you're in the middle of shalashudis. The Taz even says you can even start shalashudis during Safik Yom, Safik Laila. Source 33. You can even start. We don't go that far. Most poskim the Magen Avraham and other Achronim disagree with the Taz and the Mishnah Brura. You can't start. You can continue, but you should make sure to wash early enough. Says the Mishnah Brura, Mikal Makam Nira Li Delinian Achilas Suda Shlishis Imlo Achal Mikodem Bevadei Tzorach Lechal Afilo Achar Shkia, right after Shkia. But once it gets later than that, one shouldn't. Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted by Rav Nevazel, who says, in Eretz Yisrael, it's very tricky to start after Shkia. Because in Eretz Yisrael, the sun goes down much, the Benesh Bashas is much faster. There's not a gradual going down of the sun. And therefore, the Rav Nevetzal in his commentary in the Mishnah Berurah quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman that he is not a fan of starting after Shkia. Rav Ovadia says you can start. Right, he has a couple of you have a couple of minutes. L'maisa, I want you to try to be as careful as one can to start early. To start early enough. Start early enough. That's in terms of eating. Rav Soloveitchik gave a yahrzeit shiur once also about how Havdalah is that mafsik between Seudas Shabbos and Seudas Chol, and that's why one should be careful not to eat before Havdalah. The other tzad is Malacha. One is not supposed to do Malacha, right? Shabbos is over, I'm out of this Malacha on Shabbos. So until I make Havdalah, I'm not allowed to do Malacha. But for this, the Gemara says in Shabbos Kufnun, I don't need the full-fledged Havdalah alakos. Even saying the phrase, right, and then we did what we needed to do. Ravashi also says that is what they did. Rashi says lahekera ba'alma, lalavo says hamelech, to accompany the king, and then we do what we need to do. And this is what the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Siman Reish Sadi Tes. Page source 41. And if you have to do malacha before, hamavdil, again, obviously, atachon antanu, if one said that, so then that's even better. That's more expansive than just hamavdil, bein kodesh l'chol. Even isurei d'rabbanan cannot be done before that. Afilu chafatzam asur midivrei sofrim, the Mishnah Berurah notes. The Tzitz Eliezer writes in the Shuvah we saw, just saying Shavua Tov is not good enough. Atachon Antono is better than Hamavdo Mekodesh Lachol, but you can't have less than Hamavdo Mekodesh Lachol. Again, you have the Shilas, you get into a taxi after Shabbos and you think he's wasn't Dati. So you can say Shavua Tov to get into say Shavua Tov to have some level of Havdalah. But for you personally to do Malacha, Shavua Tov is not good enough. L'dayti says that Tzitz Eliezer of Waldenburg, E afshar latzeis ba'amira Shavua Tov yidechovas Havdalah, Bihiyos ubemilam elu lo muskeras Havdalah bin Kodesh l'chol. You have to have that separation. That's the Rambam's Lashon in Sefer HaMitzvahs. What's the latest time you can say Havdalah? We spoke about when Shabbos is over. So what's the earliest time? What's the latest time to say Havdalah? So that's the Gemara Msachim Daf Kufav, which seems to say you could say it until the first half of the week. First half of the week, right? The Gemara says, Mavdol v'holik mecholah Shabbos kulo v'ad kama amar b'zera ad revi b'Shabbos. Until Wednesday, till Tuesday night, right? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is connected to the previous Shabbos. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is connected to the following Shabbos. There is another girsa in the Gemara on Daf Kuv Zayin where the Gemara says, Mishalo hita b'motzi Shabbos, ma'avdo v'holek kol ha-Shabbos kulo. The Rif has the girsa kol ha-yom kulo. According to the Rif, it's only one day. Only one day you have for Havdalah. And the Bahag says maybe, you only have one day, but if you ate beforehand, then you lost it on Sunday. But either way, the Shulchan Aruch, we pass can make it until Wednesday, but that day of the Rif is quoted. Shachach lohibdeh b'motzi Shabbos, mavdil at sof yom shlishi, v'yesh omrim, sheino mavdil el kol yom rishon v'lo yoser. Some say only Sunday, v'davka. Right. The only thing that you're going to say on Sadi is Bori Paragafen and Amavdil. Besamim and Eish, for sure, are not transferable to those. So that's what we paskin. Let's say Tisha B'Av is on a Sunday. So we make Havdalah Sunday night. So that's with the Rif. You know, that would be too late for the Rif, because the Rif would say only one day. But then you couldn't say it beforehand. Okay, if somebody's in Aninus, when do you do it? So we assume you do it then. The Ben Ishchai says that because the Rif for the Bahag say one day, maybe if you make Havdalah after Sunday, you should say it without Shemin Malchus. But again, we paskin that you could say Havdalah full, even with Shemin Malchus, through Tuesday, if need be. Through Tuesday. Okay. We move on to the next shiur, the second shiur relating to Havdalah, and that is starting on page 199. First, the order of the brachas. We know we make four brachas. We make a Bari Paragafen and Hamavdil and Eish and Besamim. So the Gemara talks all about the order. So first, the order of Bari Paragafen and Hamavdil, so that's like what we do by Kiddush. Machlokas Beishamai and Beishillel, we pass in like Beishillel. First, we have Bari Paragafen, and then we have Hamavdil. And those are our two borders in Havdalah. Bari Paragafen is the first, and Hamavdil is the last. And we have Besamim in there in the middle, a couple of different days in the Gemara. Well, we know the Seder of Havdalah is Yavneh, Yavne is Yayin, Besamim, Ner, and Havdalah. That is ours. But the order is not Ma'akev. It happens sometimes that somebody forgets or somebody goes out of order. Let's say somebody's about, they said Bori Per Gafen, and they're supposed to say Bori Bnei Besamim. But they started focusing on the Ner, and they say Bori Ma'orei, Bori Bnei Besamim. In that case, you should just continue Bori Ma'orei Ha'esh. Because a bracha is determined also by the first half, what your kavana is. So if I have kavana for Esh, in the first half of the bracha, I should finish Esh and do Esh, because Esh and Besamim out of order is not Ma'akev. If I switched it, then I might not even be Yotzi the bracha that I did actually say. Because if I was thinking Esh and then I switched to Besamim, it might not be even called a Besamim bracha. So therefore, one should be careful about that. One should focus on what they're saying. There's a minhag also about spilling the wine. We spoke about the Taz that speaks about the message of overflowing bracha. And the Gemara in Erevin, I think, that a house that has doesn't have wine that spills like water is ein bosim in bracha. And the Taz related that to just lack of ka'as. One should be calm, just as if wine spills, it should be just like water spills. Okay, what he could use for Havdalah? So obviously, one could use wine for Havdalah. What about bread? No bread. Can't use bread for Havdalah. The Shulchan Aruch says, Ein mavdilan ala pas, source number 6. Why? Because Kiddush is related to Suda. Havdalah is not related to Suda. Okay, in Lumdish terms, we've mentioned Rav Soloveitchik before, but it's not really in connected, the Suda. The Suda is not connected as to Havdalah as it is to Kiddush, and therefore you can't use bread. What about Chamar Medina? So we discussed that in the past. If Chamar Medina is Chaviv, the Bir Halacha says, the Ramah seems to say it's always better to use wine. Always better to use wine, that's the Ramah in source number 6, Reish Sadiv Av Beis. The Bir Halacha says if you really find a different drink, Chaviv, very beloved to you, then one can use that. What is that other drink? Whether it's beer, whether it's Chamar Medina, the drink of the land. How do you define a drink of the land? So the Rashbam, very limited. If there's no wine, then whatever's left is called Chamar Medina. That's the Rashbam in Psachim Daf Kuv Zayin. But the Rambam says, Medina Sherov Yena Shechar. If the majority of the drink of the land is something other than wine, that's called Chamar Medina. We generally have a more flexible definition. Anything that is a beverage that's used to be mechabed people. So what is included in that? So that's a big discussion in the postgame. Beer and juices. What about coffee? Tea and soda, most assume not, because it's basically water. But again, the Mishnah Berurah talks about all of these. But it seems like if one can use wine, one should use wine. What about schnapps? And the Mishnah Berurah notes that schnapps ain't kedai lahavdil. Ain't kedai, why? Because as we've noted, it's hard, you have to have a shear. Using a shot glass for Havdalah, one's not yotze, because it's not enough of a shear. You need a whole cup, you need to make Havdalah on a revius and to drink a rov revius. Right, so therefore, even if one might have a family minhag to make Havdalah on schnapps and it's a tiny shear, it seems like the poskim would say that one should use wine. One should use wine or beer. And beer is better than schnapps on that's too small. Again, that is the halacha in terms of Chamar Medina. You have a couple of other sources here relating to Chamar Medina. Okay, besamim. So we smell the besamim on Motzi Shabbos. Why? The Rishonim quote, or based on the Gemara, because our neshama Yaseira has left. The neshama Yaseira, the Gemara Beitzot Tazayin, says we get an extra neshama, we get an extra spiritual boost on Shabbos. When it leaves, we're sad, and something good smelling will cheer us up. The big shaila in the Rishonim, Tosas, the Rashbam, is, so why not on Motzi Yantif? Don't we have a neshama yaseira on Yantif? So let's say no, you don't have a neshama yaseira on Yantif. Okay, so then when Yantif is on Sunday, you should have besamim on Motzi Shabbos because you still lost a neshama yaseira. So that's the kasha. So many Rishonim, Tosfos and Beis Adafam and Gimel, they talk about it in Arvei Pesachim too. Tosfos and Beis says you don't make Bori Bnei Besamim on Motzi Shabbos. That's Yantif. Because Motzi Shabbos having neshama neshama yaseira, but Yantif lekan neshama yaseira. V'yim tomar alam avrachin and besamim kshachol Yantif lios b'Motzi Shabbos. Tosfos says you have delicious foods. That cheers you up. That's a substitute for the besamim. Okay, one idea. The Bach assumes in Reis Sadi Zayin, no, you only need besamim if you have a double. You lose the neshama yaseira and the neshamas go back to Gehenim. And then you're really sad. But if you don't have both of those, then you don't have to be worried. And that's why Motzah Yantif, even though there's Sirchon, but you don't have the Neshama Yisera loss. And on Motzah Yantif, even though you have the Neshama Yisera loss, you don't have the Sirchon. Okay, he talks about you don't have both. There is a Sfas Emes that says, we mentioned that Sfas Yantif, we create the Kedusha. Unlike Shabbos, it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when we create the Kedusha, that Roshem lasts and it doesn't leave. So that's why Motzah Yantif, we have a Neshama Yisera on Yantif and on Shabbos. But Motzah Yantif, it stays with us because we created it for ourselves. Beautiful. Okay. What spices can one use to make a bracha? So the Mishnah in Brachas in the 8th Parak has a couple that you cannot use. Any besamim that is not there to give off a smell, but just to cover up a bad smell, right? So that is not acceptable. Shel mesim, shel avodah zarah is also aser. Besakise, right? All of that is a problem. The Pnini Halacha writes, al besamim sheno adu l'reach tov. Anything that's made for it to create a good smell is allowed, but not something that is meant to be something that just to remove a negative smell. The what if you have something that smells good, but it's not the source of the of the smell? The Rambam writes, what if you have begadim that you made to smell well, right? Meriach bebegadim shei mugmarim. So he says, einam avarech lefi shein sham ikar bosem. You don't have the ikar source there. The Torah doesn't know why the it would be an issue. He thinks you can make a bracha on that anyway. So there's a discussion about what can be used, artificial smells or not. Okay, we use something natural. That's something that is best. The Taz quotes Rabbeinu Ephraim, one of the Rishonim, that maybe you need the Torah, B'shem Rabbeinu Ephraim. You need something designated l'shem b'samim, not just to take something out of the kitchen. Designated v'yeshli zchuches k'tana uba mine b'samim va'aleha ani mevarech. Right? Why is the Torah telling me this? Says the Taz. The nira li tekamash v'lan she'in levarech al osan besamim sheminichin bebayis letzorach tavshil. Don't use the cooking ones. Don't use the cooking ones. But the Taz assumes that it is okay. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that we paskin that way too. The Chazon Ish is more machmir. Chazon Ish says, no, it's got to be something that you bought to smell, not to eat. And therefore, ein mevarchin, says the Chazon Ish in source 28. Ein mevarchin al kol besamim ela imkein omed eitzel ba'alav lahariach. Only if you got it to smell. The af besamim shestamen lahariach, kibush lo yichdin bailam lahariach. Even if it's stamen lahariach, if you are miyachid lahariach, elish b'daito lamachron, so then it's not good enough. Okay, so different things what to use. What bracha do you make? So the Rambam and the Sfarnim quote this custom that depends. If you use twigs that are smell good, atzei besamim. If you use other herbs, you say mine besamim. And all different isvei besamim. But the Magen Avraham says, on Motzi Shabbos, you don't want to have any confusion. Just make Bori Mine Besamim, which is the most inclusive, which includes Isve, which includes Atzei. So on Motzi Shabbos, the Magen Avraham says, one should just use the all-inclusive. Could you be Yosei Avdallah on a telephone? So Rav Moshe says, if you don't have any other choice, yes. But again, you should try not to rely on that. What if somebody cannot smell? Somebody cannot smell. Somebody has a stuffed nose. They cannot smell. Can they make the bori minei besamim? That's a machlokes. The Tur quotes. The Tur quotes the Rabbeinu Ephraim, who says that one should not misheinu meiriach. 1 second. Okay, sorry. The Rabbeinu Ephraim says, the Torah quotes, Kasvar Rabbeinu Ephraim, Mishainu Meiriach Mavarchal Besamim, Avi Bracha Levatala. The Torah quotes Rabbeinu Ephraim, it's a Bracha Levatala to make a Besamim if one cannot smell. Va'af Lahotzi Mi B'nei Beso, Einu Yachal. And it can't be Motzi. I'm mufka from the mitzvah if I can't smell. V'lo Dami L'Kiddush Av Dal Teberchaz Motzi. It's not like Yatza Motzi, because this is just a minug. And the Torah argues. If Elo Nehira, what do you mean? I think this is just like a Motzi. I think this is just like others. The Beis Yosef wonders, but what do you mean? Eini kan kushler ben Ephraim. But the Gemara that the Torah quotes to argue on ben Ephraim, that's about a chi of the Rabbanon of Ketanim. But really, the Rabbeinu Ephraim is right. Ben Ephraim seems to be right. Umikom makom, maybe you can be mekayim the haras harash. The avagav de nochova, the chachamim were koveya it to be a chove. It's like a mitzvah. It's similar to kiddush shena motzi. So maybe you should be able to be motzi. Either the Shulchan Aruch is machmir, but he has a kula in the chumrah. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Bishena meiriach ena bavarach al besamim." If you can't smell, you can't make the bracha. Ela imkein is kavin lahosim in ibeso aktanim. Unless you're being motzi aktanim, so far he's being machmir. Fine, you can't do it. And then he adds, "O lahotzi misheina yodeya," or to be motzi someone who doesn't know how to make kavdala. And the mefarshim wonder what exactly the Shulchan Aruch is talking about. If he's machmir, then he should be machmir, and he shouldn't be mekel for a misheinu yodeya. And the mashakasa, the Taz says, mashakasa v'Shulchan Aruch, "O lahotzi misheina yodeya ena maven." He thinks it shouldn't work. So the poskim discuss this kula, and generally we try not to rely on this kula of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch maker did his machmir. He's machmir that mi she'enu meiriach cannot be motzi, but then he adds in the mi she'enu yodea. L'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah says, mi shehivdil kfar v'yesh lo chush hareach, ubirach l'besamim. Right, if you made havdalah for someone and you're doing it again, you have to smell again. Because that we're machmir that you can only make the berurah besamim if you can take part in it. And therefore, if somebody cannot smell, he should, let's say he lost it during Corona, right? He should not make the bracha. Never, in the Yalkut Yosef, or Vyislak Yosef says, someone else, the Baal HaBayis wants to make Avdallah, make the whole Avdallah without Berurah B'Samim. And afterwards, after Avdallah, somebody will make Berurah B'Samim. Or the Shmir Shabbos says, in the middle, where it's supposed to be, somebody else would make Berurah B'Samim, you could be Yotze that way. There is a Shvus Yaakov, which we added in Chelek Gimel, Simen Chaf, that says, you know what the svar is, why you can make the bracha, even if you can't smell? Because even if your guf can't smell, your neshama smells. Because smell goes all the way in, straight to the neshama, and therefore, it's okay. The neshama smells. Mr. Burr quotes the Shvus Yaakov, it just says, Deloka Shvus Yaakov. You don't know what the Shvus Yaakov says. Mr. Burr quotes just, Deloka Shvus Yaakov. Okay, that's in terms of Besamim. What about Borei Ma'orei Ha'esh? What about Mori Mor Ha'esh? So that is the Gemara in Psachim Daf Nun Gimel. Two sources for Esh. Psachim Daf Nun Gimel, the Gemara tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Adam the wisdom to create fire on Motzei Shabbos. And that is why Hevi Shnei Avanim V'Tachlan Zu Bazu V'Yatza Mehen Or, right? And he created a fire. That's one. Pirkei de Belazar says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Adam fire, and he was samach belibo. Ra Adam amut shel esh v'samach belibo. Pashat es yado la'or ha'esh v'yamar baruch adah Hashem l'kein ha'chalam borei ma'orei ha'esh. And he says, now I know havdalah ben kodesh l'chol. So the two sources of the Chazal, why esh was created either by HaKadosh Baruch Hu or by Adam. The Rashba adds in a tshuva. Also, the fact that it was usher to get to create on Shabbos, that also is part of it. Okay, fine. L'maisa, the Gemara says that even though one can use any fire, it's better to use a torch, which is at least two wicks. That's better to use an avuka. But one needs to get hana'ah from it. Does one need to get hana'ah from it, or at least ra'ui to get hana'ah from it? That's a machlokas in the Gemara. Brachas nun gimel. Amar Yudam Arav lo ye osu mamish. You don't have to get hana'ah. Ela kol shilu omid bakaro v'mishtamish lo'ro. If you would be close and you could get hana'ah, that's good enough. But Rava says ye osu mamish. Actually hana'ah. Actually get hana'ah. Vakama, what kind of hana'ah? You could tell two different coins from each other. So it's the Shulchan Aruch Paskins that way. Let's be close enough. It'd be very close. Again, if we're very far away, we're still Yotzei Havdalah. We're just not Yotzei Bari Mer Ha'esh. You can't make Bari Mer Ha'esh yourself unless you are close enough to get hana'ah. The Mordechai quotes, and is quoted also in the Shulchan Aruch, about looking at fingernails. Fingernails is a simen bracha. It's always growing. Fingernails remind us how Adam and Chava, according to some sources, they were created with a shield, and the fingernails is what's left of that shield, which was removed when they sinned. So either way, this is it's easy to see the difference between the nail and the skin. For whatever reason, one of those three reasons, our minug is to look at our fingernails, and that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Noagin leistakel source 50 bekapos hayadayim ubetziparnayim. Minhagas to look at the hand, the palms of the hands and the fingernails. The Ramah does add that when you're doing besamim and eshi, you should hold the kos. Not everybody does this. Some of the minhag not to. But the Ramah says when you make besamim, switch the kos to your left hand, pick up the besamim with your right hand, and then esh, do with your right hand. Every bracha has to be done with the right, but it should be ala kos, and therefore holding it with one's left hand. With one's left hand. What about making a bracha on a fire that is not right in front of you? The Gemara in Bracha seems to say you should see it. What if you could see it behind a glass? So the Rashba in Bracha Daf and Gimel seems to say it's okay, right? Ashashis is okay. The Beis Yosef says the Yerushalmi seems to be beferish against the Rashba. The Yerushalmi says that if you see it in an espaklaria, it's not good. How could the Rashba argue on the Yerushalmi? The Magen Avraham says that maybe the Yerushalmi is not exactly, espaklaria is not exactly clear like the Rashba was talking about. Lamaisa, we try not to be, the Mishnah Berurah says, we try not to be makel in this. Ein kedai l'chachil l'hakel baseh. And therefore, Rabbi Tzion HaBashal says that an electric light, where there was filament, where there was ash, better not to use it for Avdallah, based on that Yerushalmi. Others assumed not so, right? And they say Rav Chaim Ozer used to use an electric light, or Rav Salvechik, and they did the dafka to show people that it's really ash, and therefore you can't do it on Shabbos. But Lamaisa, Rabbi Willig, is quoted as saying that it's very confusing today. You can use that, but you're not going to use fluorescent, you're not going to use frosted light bulbs. Better for people not to use any type of light bulbs, because it could just be confusing. Okay, what about sitting or standing? We spoke about in the last year. What about sitting and standing for Kiddush? What about sitting and standing for Avdallah? So Tosfos in Brachas Dam Gimel says, our minhag is to stand, but I don't know why. To be motzi others, to create a kfias, we should really be sitting. So I don't know why we don't stand. Why don't we don't sit? The Kolbo, though, says it's good to stand, because you're melave the malka. When you're melave the malka out, you walk the king out, you walk the queen out. And this is a machlokas between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch says, Omer Havdalah Miyushav, based on that Tosfos. Ramah, V'yeshomer Me'umad V'chinogim Medinos Elu. Right? Machlokas, what is best. Rav Avadya Nichaveda says, well, if only the Mavdil is drinking the wine, maybe everybody would agree. But the key is to have everybody standing and listening and focusing. That kfias. Everybody's like all around the house, I'm listening. No, everybody should be there. Remember, according to the Rambam, Havdalah is the flip side of Kiddush. It's also Daraisa. So we should take it seriously. We should take it seriously if we can. Malava Malka is the being Malava the Malka. Again, it's not as serious a chi of Ashalashudis, but there are Gemaras, the Gemara Shabbos, Kuf Yotest. La'olam yisad anam shulchana b'motzi Shabbos, ava bishin atzorach el kezayis. Bershus is at his table, even though he's only going to need a kezayis. Right, you should set the table. Special meal, right? To show again, Kavod Shabbos. Misader Adam Shulchanu. The Shulchan Aruch says, even though he's only going to eat a little bit. The Mishnah Berurah talks about what one should eat. Again, one should be makbid more about Shalashudis than about Malav and Malka. Shalashudis is washing, as we said, the different opinions. But that's lachadchila. The Mishnah, the Malav and Malka, the Shulchan Aruch does not quote bread. The post can quote bread, mizonos, chicken, whatever it is. And then there's a lot of Kabbalah. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that there's a little bone in the back of our neck called the niskui, or the some other names of it. And that gets nourished dafka from the Sudas Malava Malka. And that's the only limb that wasn't nourished by the Eitz Hadas, because Adam and Chava ate from it on Friday, and this only gets nourished from Motzi Shabbos. There's a lot of symbolism. David HaMelech, right? Because David HaMelech cannot come on a Friday or a Shabbos. So Sudas David HaMelech. So we should eat a little bit. It's fine. Misom and Amufchar, the first part of the night, not after Chatzos. We do what we can in terms of that. The Prima Gadam quotes, Efshar Nashim Chayos Besudazu, Miyu Gam Ra'i Lanashim. Women can't take part, but again, it's not as mechuyev as Shalashudis. Okay. Moving right along to the Hakdama to Meleches Shabbos. Hakdama to Meleches Shabbos. You know what? Maybe we'll split this up.